Next item is Reynolds Construction LLC preliminary commercial site plan, Jefferson Street.
I sent each of you a letter and a couple of drawings for Urquhart. He's asking for a, he's asking that the commission determine that parcel 168 is not a through lot since there's no access to Route 1. Probably 10 years or so ago, there was a similar request across the street for a multifamily project where the bridge started to go up. They're asking for agreements to the minimum building restriction lines for the backyard, rear yard setback of 5 feet for commercial uses, and then that would have to be revised to 10 feet if there's any residential use involved. They're also asking that the commission determine that parcel 168 is not a corner lot since Del Dot has taken that land. They're asking for a reduction of the 60-foot front yard setback to 35 feet or 50 feet, depending on which site they develop. I think that would have to go to the board. I don't think the commission has the authority to do that unless they did a inspector to the front yard average for a new building. They could do it that way, but you don't know if it's going to be 35 or 25.
Based on what's been submitted, right?
And to allow parking within the front yard setbacks.
Did the office determine that, in fact, it really isn't a corner lot? I mean, is that, or do we know that for sure, since it's next to Dela's land? Maybe that's not been determined yet.
I think they're making a case. I don't know who makes that determination.
Yeah, right? No, I didn't know if the office had made that determination.
Because the street's just never been, it's never really been a street.
Mr. Chairman, I personally visited the site this morning, and it's not a corner lot. It may have been at one time, but it certainly isn't now. There's not a street that runs beside it. So I don't have a problem with about the corner lot piece of it. And obviously there's not a through street because the property abuts up to the bridge over the canal on Route 1 and faces Jefferson Street. So I don't know that those are real issues. From my visit to the site and what was presented, I would have a problem with acting on anything else. I might be willing to forego the front yard setback on the parking because there is a corner piece two doors down that's used as a doctor's office, and they're obviously within the front yard setback all the way around almost. So, and being on it's more of a service road, being a back entrance into Rehoboth, that doesn't present a problem for me in terms of the front yard setback. But sounds like an awful lot of stuff on a small piece of ground. Unless someone can enlighten me as to how big this lot is.
It is what it is. That's all I can say.
Well, you need to tell us who you are first.
Yes. My name is Jim Fuquay. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown. I'm here on behalf of the applicant. And I was going to say, it does sound like it's an awful lot. It really isn't, given the facts of the case. You're all familiar with this road. You all remember when it was two lanes there. And back, I think it was in the early 70s maybe, the state expanded that. They took a good chunk of this property over here. This lot's kind of, it's almost at the bottom, but it's still kind of a downslope of the bridge coming down. And there's no way there would ever be any access to Route 1. Again, by definition, it could be a through lot, but it's not a through lot because you can't go through it. The corner lot, again, back before they did that, there was a street that came through, Lincoln Street, I think it was, that came through. And obviously, it's not a street anymore. And in fact, we're going to petition Del Dot to abandon that. So we'd get half of it, and the adjacent property owner would get half, which may be some additional parking on this site, is what the intention is. But that hasn't been abandoned yet. So the through lot and the corner lot, I I would just ask your consideration. We're not asking for a preliminary site plan approval. This is really a concept. I agree with Mr. Abbott that the relief from the 60-foot front yard setback, I don't think you have authority to do anything about that. I think we have to go to the Board of Adjustment for a variance on that. But again, on the face of it, because of this lot size, what you can see is it's 125 feet on one side and 76 feet on the other side. A 60-foot setback would pretty well take care of the property without some relief.
Pretty good.
And then the last thing was, since we're all now very familiar with your concerns about parking in the front yard setback, we wanted to at least get that in front of you because we face a similar situation. If we can't park in the front yard, there's no place to park. So really, we just wanted to make you aware of this. We did want to get a verification. That's a consensus of the board that it's not a through lot or a corner lot. And then we'll go forward and design and go to the Board of Adjustment and approach the variance.
Okay.
May I ask a question?
You may.
My concern isn't so much this property. Address is 8 and 10 of Jefferson. What happens when this property is developed? You got the doctor's office on the other end, and if this is a small lot, lot with the other two lots where the residents are are also very small lots. And I mean, I know we can't make them do anything about it, but what it does is it raises an issue of future development and what's going to happen with these adjacent properties when the two are more intensely developed right next to them. And it has the applicant explored the idea of trying to acquire either of those two properties? Because, I mean, it would solve your problems if you could get it and you'd have a better development if those additional properties were added to the...
Well, actually, if we acquired those, it wouldn't really change anything I'm asking for, because we'd still have to be facing the through lot question. We'd still be facing the corner lot question. Well, we'd still be facing the parking in the front and the 60-foot setback, so the questions would remain the same. Obviously, we only have a contract on the one piece that we're purchasing. The other two, I agree. In the future, I would think it would certainly make sense, whoever acquired those, to acquire both of them and combine them.
I think we're creating a problem that's...
Well, I disagree. I don't think you're creating a problem. I think this already exists.
Well, by more intensely developing the adjacent property.
But we're not changing the zone. It's already zone commercial.
I understand that.
So all these things are already existing. DelDOT actually created the problem. I'm going to blame it on DelDOT again.
Anyway,
But I think, Mr. Couts, those concerns, it sounds like, from what Mr. Fuqua has agreed, still have to go through the Board of Adjustment.
Right.
Anyway, you know, I mean...
And
site plan review, if it ever comes back to here, too.
And there are ways to deal with it in the way the site's developed with landscaping and buffering, but with the more variances and more exceptions to the rules that we grant that allow more intense development, then at the same time you have less an opportunity to put in those buffers and minimize those impacts. Somewhere we need to get a compromise between allowing
what's
permitted
that,
by right and minimizing the impact on adjacent properties.
And of course, some of those things would be addressed with the actual site plan once it's finalized, as far as landscaping and things of that nature.
That's all.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure what we have authority to do.
Everything except the setback.
I think at this point it's just the corner.
It's only a concept too, because
I think if you want to proceed with it, you probably might want to consider a motion for approval as a concept, and then they'll have to go get their other issues decided and bring us a firm plan.
I think when Mr. Urquhart talked to Lawrence, we wanted to get it before the commission. We didn't want to go get a variance and come back and have the commission not be sure about the through lot or the corner lot or anything. So we just wanted you to know what was going on, and at least have an indication that we're okay to proceed with it.
Is there a preference to concept A or concept B?
Or Mr. Fuqua, are you even asking for like a decision at this point?
I just wanted to explain it and see if there was anyone
just comments,
wanted to tell us that we'd be wasting our time going forward because it's a through lot and you're going to hold it to it.
No, I don't. I think everyone kind of recognizes it as neither a through lot nor a corner lot. At least you could incorporate that in your motion if you like, and then the rest of it needs to be.
And again, it was my understanding that we're practical, that the commission would prefer not to see parking in the front yard setback, and I think that's clear from your actions, you know, in the recent past. And again, I think this is a situation where that relief would be warranted because there really would be no way to adequately place parking on it that's not in the front yard setback. It's just the nature of the lot. That's what variances are for when you have a unique property.
But I can assure you that my issue is more with when there's other properties or a roadway where there's no parking in the front yard setback is where I have a problem. Not so much as when there's a nearby properties that also are utilizing that. And that's why I preface my comments about the physician's office. It does have parking in the front yard setback on at least two sides, if not three sides.
Yeah, it's certainly on the front on whatever street that is, Jefferson Street.
But in terms of approving as a concept, I'm not sure. I mean, I couldn't tell exactly what the boundaries were, and when it appeared as though the building was occupied, I decided not to.
In all fairness, we have two concepts before you, so you probably shouldn't approve it as a concept because, again, I think it's just those three issues that really we're asking, a consensus from the commission that, you know, we can move forward viewing it as not being a through lot or a corner lot and designing so that we could put parking in at least a portion of the front yard. I don't even know if you need to vote on it.
I was going to say,
we just wanted to get it before you, and I'm reading. The Planning Commission is indicating that, yeah, we don't think this is a through lot. We don't think it's a corner lot.
I think you got that much, yeah.
And Mr. Johnson, not that he speaks for everyone, but he indicates that this is the type of situation where he does view parking in the front as not being prohibited because it already exists in that neighborhood. And that's good enough for me if what I just said is okay with you.
Yeah. And I think in line with
just
want
us to nod, or, I mean.
Yeah.
It's not up and down like this.
Picture nods.
And in line with what Mr. Couts was saying about the adjoining properties and their possible development in the future, you might do better with the concept alternative B, because then that might be less intrusive to the 10 Jefferson Street if that was to remain a residence into the near future. To not have a building towering over top of it.
Well, and Mr. Couts raises a good issue with surrounding properties.
Absolutely.
You know, we've seen this old domino thing before where you let one person do something, then all of a sudden everybody wants to do the same thing all up and down the road, and then we're stuck. Now, this has a special characteristic in that lot was created essentially by DelDOT's work on the highway. The others, as I understand it, are as they were originally plotted, and they are what they are. And
they lost them right away.
They lost them right away, and that's really about it. That's all that's happened to them. Are they zoned C1 also?
Yes.
So they're all in the C1 area?
Or whole strip.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
C1 in that area is 200 foot deep.
Yeah, okay. That's what we have to keep in mind is that they're not all the same.
So the minute, as far as minutes should go, it would state that there was a consensus of the commission that this is not a through lot, it is not a corner lot.
Agreed.
Right.
There you go.
Thank you.
Okay, very good. Our next item is